You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you know the name Amanda Chantal Bacon, it's likely that you've either been to one of her Moon Juice stores in Los Angeles or read about her on the internet. Last year, she wrote a food diary for Elle magazine, which featured things like activated cashews, adaptogens, and various powders and supplements. The internet went a little nuts mocking and imitating her, but that hasn't stopped her from becoming something of a phenomenon. Bacon now has 3 stores in L.A., plus she sells her products at places like Urban Outfitters, Saks Fifth Avenue, and on Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle site, Goop. And she's just come out with a cookbook. I met her at the Moon Juice store in Silver Lake in Los Angeles, and before we got started, I had to order a drink.
Let's try deep chocolate with which dust?
The spirit dust.
Okay, deep chocolate with spirit dust.
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
We wanted to find a quiet place to talk, so we sat down in a supply closet at the back of the store, and I asked Amanda how business is going. She had a mouthful of green juice and cacao nibs, and here's what she told me.
Business is pretty great.
Why the cookbook?
So a lot of people say, why the cookbook, and what a terrible idea to do the cookbook because you've just given away all of your recipes.
True.
That was actually the point. The cookbook is really because, you know, the mission of Moon Juice isn't how can I make a whole bunch of money and retire and, like, move to Kauai and, you know, play tennis or swim with the dolphins. The whole point that I opened Moon Juice was to invite, seduce, and excite massive amounts of people into doing this. The mission has always been, let's just turn you on to this stuff. You don't have to buy it from me. You don't ever have to come to Moon Juice.
This is a business.
Yeah, and we have to keep the lights on. And I have business instincts, and I really enjoy that part of the game. But at the heart of it, I'm super passionate about bringing this and bringing it to as many people as possible.
Is this bringing it to as many people as possible if the drink that I had cost $14?
Well, that's where I'm at today. And so I think you've really got to start somewhere. And when I look at growing a business and scaling it, one of the things that happens when scaling a business is you're actually able to bring costs down. But you got to start somewhere.
Do you think that, like, in your vision of the future, is this all cheaper?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You did a food diary for Elle magazine.
I did. Did you read it?
I did.
Did you like it?
You got pretty eviscerated online.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I was surprised, but you know what I can say is I was having a moment of actually feeling irrelevant in the weeks leading up to it. Like, maybe somebody else could do my job. Am I even needed anymore? It seems like there's like a whole like wellness thing, and it's like the energy around it feels like super like overwhelming and desperate at times. And there are like wellness conventions and everyone can make their own smoothies and everybody has a blog about it and like blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, my God, am I still doing the right thing? Am I helping? Or like, have I been part of a storm and now I can go move to India with my son and study Ayurvedic medicine? And by the time I'm 40, I'll be a doctor. Like, that's where I was at. And then this thing happened, and it actually fired me back into the driver's seat. And I was like, oh, okay. There's still a conversation that needs to happen. And
even if people think you're silly?
Yeah, those are the people that I want to talk to.
What do you say to them?
The people that think I'm silly, the people that got really angry at me, like, that's the conversation I want to be having. I've been seen through a very static lens, which is still lives that are taken in my home. And this is also something that's evolved over the last 4 years. So, you know, it's like really precious quotes from like a mom blog. And, you know, my, like, new age Martha Stewart vibe in my home with my crystal. That is one facet of a full being. And I am a full being.
So I need you to walk me through some of the science. Because I have to say, I look at some of the things in here and they make tons of sense and comport with, you know, kind of common understanding of nutrition. Whole foods, whole plants, probiotics. And then there are other things where my eyebrows go up, mm-hmm. and I look at, you know,
what the Mayo Clinic has to say about adaptogens.
Mm-hmm.
And I have trouble with that. Can you walk me through how these things work?
Adaptogens?
Well, adaptogens, alkalizing, mineralization. I mean, a doctor would say it's pretty hard to change our blood pH. It, you know, hovers mm-hmm. around 7.4.
And this is where I like to say, I'm not a doctor. I never said I was a doctor.
Yeah, but you're selling stuff that says it's going to do something.
Yes, and we actually have compliant labels. So the FDA has approved all of those. So I'm saying things that I can legally say. So I'm not going to sit here and go toe-to-toe with printouts that you have from doctors. What I am going to say, though, is that I have had a profound experience, and I have several years of blood tests where I have had Western doctors tell me that I have a chronic condition and I need to take synthetic drugs for the rest of my life to survive. And I had blood work that reflected that. And I took matters into my own hands and I used plants and herbs and I worked with some other herbalists and doctors and I completely changed my blood work. And I have the tests that prove that. And I'm talking about major hormone function. I'm talking about not menstruating for years. And now I am. Hair that was falling out that is no longer falling out. Different brain chemistry, different hormone panels. So I'm not a doctor, but I've had that experience and I stand with thousands of other people that have had that experience. And I'm actually not looking to like change FDA policy and convince people that want to be skeptics. You know, I'm like, I have a company and I'm just putting it out there, but I'm also not aggressively trying to go after the naysayers and go to war with someone who doesn't want to believe. I do like being in their consciousness, though.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy. I think it's healthy when people don't believe. And then, you know, there's like some funny parody of me that they come across. And like, again, they kind of have to think about plant-based nutrition and they have to think about adaptogens and they have to think about their diet. Like, I don't mind that, but.
So you're okay with that kind of point of controversy being, I guess, a point of entry for other people?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was really one of the things when I saw that was like, oh, okay. I feel like I just got a little more engaged in my job again on why I should be here.
Are there business people who you look at and say, that's someone I want to be like? That is a model or a person that is inspiring to me.
I was with Arianna Huffington last week, and she's incredible. One of the things that really struck me about her was her grace and her presence. And as she's running this entire team, and I was at the Thrive headquarters, and like it's all happening, and I know how much is going on for that woman, but she was able to really collect herself and look in my eyes and be 100% present the time that we spent together. And then she's up and running. And I saw her bring that to her own team. I got to experience it and many others that were there. So that was inspirational.
You know, no doubt, that there are people who are going to listen to this interview and say, okay, so we're talking to this woman who is, you know, building a wellness business, who is in a trendy neighborhood in LA, who has been the focus of, you know, beautiful photo shoots, and roll their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to the people who roll their eyes?
I love you. I do. Hope you're listening. Hope you take it seriously. I really love you. And I get the eye rolling, and I've been there too. And like, I get it. I can roll my eyes at myself at the same time. And if I could have 3 minutes to sit with somebody who's rolling their eyes right now, like, I think we could come out of that 3 minutes on like a positive note.
Amanda Chantal Bacon, thank you very much.
Thank you.